Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The greatest.
Dude,
he has been so canceled.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
How much heat have you gotten for being friends with him and having him on the show?
A lot, but I don't pay attention.
Okay. Yeah.
I can justify it. I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of s***.
He's a wild entertainer and a brilliant man.
Isn't he fantastic?
And no one is perfect.
Uh-huh. I've known Alex for like more than 20 years. I've hung out with that guy. We've been hammered together so many times. It's like, that is the most misunderstood guy on the planet.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Shout out to Alex Jones. We love you.
Alex Jones is a journalist and member of the media. End of story.
Recently, many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
There's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out.
Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up?
He runs a media organization. And so when the January 6th committee subpoenas him, they are basically violating our First Amendment protections.
The Department of Justice says not only is it investigating what happened inside the Capitol, but the conspirators and instigators who may have started this whole thing.
Now the committee's decided to shut down the most popular journalist on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist.
The House committee investigating the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol is subpoenaing Trump allies Roger Stone and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
The committee says he helped organize the rally ahead of the riots.
Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th.
Let's start marching into the Capitol!
Running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact.
They need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story.
Alex Jones is a journalist the same as Brian Stelter and Jake Tapper and Don Lemon are.
Absolutely. I was about to say the same thing.
But some people are going to be like, don't insult Alex that way.
Well, yeah, Alex Jones never lied us into a war.
Right.
True.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over it.
Epstein, he was way ahead with that. He told me about Epstein a fucking decade ago. Alex detailed all of that.
Alex Jones, InfoWars. The media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in, and he also does his research and his homework.
Coolly compare Hotez's views on COVID to, say, Alex Jones's views on COVID, and ask yourself, who's saner? It's not even close.
He's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to.
Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
There are no facts vaccine passports. That's insane. That's Alex Jones stuff. And by the way, just so you know, as proof, if you want to get a job, you'll need your vaccine papers.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alert us to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's about 5 minutes before showtime, and I'm sitting there looking at a computer screen. And I'm trying to come up with a headline for today's show, and things are so intense, things are so serious, that I haven't been able to come up with one that really hits on the magnitude of the current point we're at. But I saw a video this morning when I was perusing through Jack Posobiec's amazing Twitter feed that somebody had tweeted at him. Of a car on a tiny mountain road turning itself around on a one-lane road, and if they make one-inch mistake, they will fall more than 3,000 feet and die. Now, that's human intelligence. That's human AI. That's how amazing we are. The confidence of somebody to do that with no curb, multi-thousand-foot, cliff, certain death, and doing it very calmly with precision because they're a local taxi driver and know how to do it. And living under that level of pressure makes you a better driver, not a worse driver. If you look at the statistics, people that live in mountain areas like that have less car wrecks than people that live down in the flatlands, even though they're in much more dangerous areas because it's like going on a Mars mission. Even the best athlete will have about half of their lung and heart capacity after the six-month mission just to get to Mars. Much less once they get there, it has lower gravity than Earth. That's the same thing. By not living under the pressure of gravity, you become weak. And by not living in a mountain pass area, you become not as strong. And if that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger is really what I'm trying to get at here. And that we have lived under so much liberty and so much freedom for so long, we take things for granted. And when I'm saying that, I'm saying that to myself as well. I don't have the work ethic of my dad's dad. I don't have the skills he had to do basically everything and anything. Now, he didn't call the repair company to come out and fix the electricity or fix the well or butcher the hogs or the chickens, or the cows. He did it. And he knew how to do everything else, too. But the point is that we are falling apart, myself included. And let's just be honest about that so we can try to turn this thing around. But the real metaphor for the car on the mountain pass that radio listeners, we'll just add the live show feed today so you can find the link. But for TV viewers, you can see it. It's pretty amazing. It's more than just an allegory of how stress and pressure and knowing you're under stress and pressure and not buckling the stress and pressure, but using it like weightlifting or jogging to become stronger. See, a victim would just give up and roll under the bed and never leave their house again and just die of sedentary lifestyle. But people that go into life with gusto and exercise with gusto, they end up being healthier and happier and wiser and living longer. And I'm not perfect. I'm over because I overwork, but I understand the process. I've been the guy that ran 6 miles every other day and lifted weights 5 days a week and could do 100 pull-ups, or I could do like 5 now. But that's a larger gestalt of the huge news we've got here today. What I'm really getting at with the allegory of the car is this. And the headline I'm going to write during the break will have something to do with this, because I want everybody to just pause for a moment and meditate and think about the fact that if we don't turn around, we're going to go off the edge of a cliff soon. And turning around is as hard as it was for the taxi driver to turn around on that multi-thousand-foot mountaintop where 1 inch mistake would have killed him. 1 inch dead. And that's basically where we're at now. And so here's the big announcement. I'm just going to tell you this right now. I don't know why I worry about lawyers and CNN hit pieces and any of that, because I intellectually know that we are about to be in devastation. And I want you all to know that, too. Everybody worried about bills or worried about, you know, is your wife cheating on you, or worried about does the neighbor have a nicer pool than you? All that kind of stuff. Or do you have the latest appliances? None of that matters at this point, because I'm gonna explain something to you with mathematical equations. They're all right here, and it's very well known. But you understand, I know the average listener is really smart here, but for new viewers and listeners or leftists that tune in and think everything's real funny, you understand what the Great Reset's next phase going in means and what the mathematical equations are that equal mass starvation, uprisings, war, and death. You understand that we are plowing into hell itself. So I'm just going to give you something very simple here. When we come back, I'm going to go over some of the numbers for you. You know that global economists look at fertilizer as an equation of energy and pounds of protein, pounds of carbohydrate, pounds of fat that are produced. And so if China and Russia don't ship the world fertilizer that's distributed out by multinational corporations, Russia doesn't even have the distribution system, hundreds of millions will starve to death in the next 12 months. And that's a fact. That's not even debated. Joe Biden has cut off over 1,000 gas, oil, and gasoline pipelines in the U.S. alone in the last 13 months. He shut down the Middle Eastern pipeline that was set to be done soon going into Europe. The Germans just shut down the Russian Nord Stream 2. The globalists are making moves and blocking basically all commerce into Russia. So Russia says, fine, we'll cut fertilizer distribution when they're the largest supplier in that region and the second largest supplier in the world. And I've got the numbers. They run from bad to worse. We're talking 100 million extra people will starve to death. And you get to see Raggedy Ann Saki up there giggling and snickering, and it's all funny, when she already lives in a city that's the richest in the world and it has the most homeless people and poor people, except for Los Angeles. D.C. is a festering, satanic, forced vaccine passport hellhole, and you've got these perching globalists living in the middle of this time bomb while they turn off the world's energy, and while the energy secretary, remember 6 months ago when gas prices started to explode, they've now doubled gasoline prices. She said, oh, we're doing this on purpose. We're going into a transition. We're going into a reset. And we are lockstep, she said in the full interview, with our partners around the world to stop global warming and climate change. And when you hear that, that means kill billions of people. So all the little cuties and liberals and purple hair people that think they're cool and trendy because they wear, you know, little funny socks and pink sunglasses. Hey, I don't care if you have no hair or blue hair or what it is. I care about the content of your brain. But all of you leftists think you're part of some big winning, fun team and you're going to have this progressive utopia you're building. No, you're building a hole in the ground that we're all going to be shoveled into, you dumbasses. So the next phase of the Great Reset is beginning now. Famine, collapse, war, hyperinflation, civil unrest, false flags, mass arrest. The end of the world as you know it.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Young generation like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of system, are actually young nobles of support. He penetrates the cabinets. The change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us. We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? Take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
The next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner. And it is the climate crisis.
All right, here's the best way I can lay this out for you. And again, I don't like to bring people really bad news. And I think listeners have now figured out, even new listeners can go back and see things I said 10 years ago, 25 years ago, 28 years ago, and see that it's about 98% accurate. I don't tell you this to scare you. This is not fear porn. It's the opposite. It's reality. And it's preparation. Already, things can't be turned around. And we should talk about where we are now, even if we tried to fix things at this point, what is about to unfold. But instead, they're going to accelerate it and make it as bad as they can. And so, I personally have very serious nightmares now. And I'm not the type of person that has nightmares. I mean, I have nightmares about what's happening and about how to fix it. And lifelike dreams where I'm working and reading and researching. And that only happens when people are under the highest levels of do or die situations. And so I just want you to know, in my 28 years on air, I've never been this concerned. And I say that because I think everybody that's in their comfort zone, including myself and everybody else out there, needs to get out of our comfort zones and needs to get ready. So let me explain it this way. And I think people that are out there that are farmers or people that are engineers or people that are economists or people that are in business or transport, people that understand what it takes to produce things and do things and how delicate this industrialized world is. It's hard to run a civilization when you've got good, smart, hardworking people. This wasn't easy to build. And if you deliberately start attacking major sectors of it while you consolidate money and power and take over the world to collapse it so you can bring in an authoritarian cashless society with calorie rations and tracker systems and social credit scores controlling every facet of your life, if you want to live under that, you are a sadomasochist. So let me just say it very, very calmly. The controlled, organized demolition of the world economy to create a post-industrial world for 90%+ of the world population is underway. The globalist institutions organizing this, BlackRock, the Carnegie Endowment that runs the CIA, the Ford Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Group, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Combines, the Sachs-Coburg-Gotha family, and others have decided to just destroy civilization. And what they're now implementing irrevocably is economic cultural war. And by strategically cutting off the energy supplies and strategically cutting off the fertilizer, which Klaus Schwab called for a decade ago, And so did Henry Kissinger in 1973 and said Parliament Memorandum 200. That's public, by the way. Go read it, folks. That they were looking at things like this. And here's the deal. They're doing it now. And so if I flew to Africa and pulled out a machete and walked to an African village and killed 10 African children, I'd be called the biggest racist mass murderer on earth. But if I cut their energy and food off and starve 50 million of them to death in the next year, conservatively in Africa, for half the deaths scheduled to happen, then it would be trendy and liberal. And then we get to be lectured by all these leftists that work for this vicious scientific global dictatorship. And they'll tell you, well, there aren't too many people. So it's this weird doublethink where they're fighting Nazis and they would make Hitler blush. And they work for people that would make Hitler blush. They work for people whose grandfathers literally trained the Nazis. It just so happens most of these Great Reset people are the grandchildren of top Nazis. Or worked for them. And it's not that it's a Nazi conspiracy. It's that these families are in on everything bad. They can be German. They can be Chinese. They can be Jewish. They don't give a damn. They're going to be in on the evil. Every person we're putting on screen openly worked for the Nazis, or their family literally trained the Nazis. Can't make it up. And they have horrible ill will towards you and your family, and they're coming at you through their administrative systems of the technocracy. We're in a technocracy, so they can hit a button, pull a switch, give an order, and tens of millions starve to death, wars start, energy prices explode, savings are annihilated, currencies are devalued, inflation spirals out of control. And all over the West, Bill Gates says, I don't want people to have access to fertilizer anymore. And you're not going to get meat anymore. People say, well, how are they going to do that? Well, we've got the energy secretary. You guys have the clip. I don't know if you found it. 6 months ago. Say, oh, this is part of a transition. Yeah, we could lower your gas prices, but we're not. We're going to make you transition to electric cars that use just as much carbon. What do you think the power plants are burning? It's all bull. Yeah, let's play the clip of her. Another little cute World Economic Forum face, the Secretary of Energy, just telling you, yeah, we could do that, but we're not gonna let you have cheaper energy. Here it is.
But the bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
She goes on. You can pull up the articles and videos to say, yes, we can lower your gas prices, but we're in this transition. There it is. So that's war. When somebody artificially doubles or triples your fuel prices or increases fertilizer prices by 200-300%, you will pay more for food now. You will go broke. You might even get homeless. But in the third world, you die. You die. And they're doing everything they can to cut potash production and to cut fertilizer production and to cut fuel production. And it's causing mass death, and that's the next level of the Great Reset. And now these sanctions on Russia are triggering their sanctions back in a cascading event. And then Joe Biden comes out and says, the whole media says, Russia's to blame for all the inflation.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Of the planet to consolidate power and control and depopulate and destroy any vestige of a free society or checks and balances is now upon us. And make no mistake, when you see people like Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab or Justin Trudeau, they are the Stalins, the Hitlers, the Mao of our age, and they do it through covert means, but they are criminals, and so it's not as covert as they like because they love to brag and give battle orders to their minions.
And now the public's waking up. So as bad as the news is, there is a great awakening happening. So we're in the fight. That's the way it's always been. Evil always runs out ahead, looks like it's invincible till the good people wake up. Good people of race, color, and creed. Globalist sanctions set to trigger next phase of the Great Reset. Planetary collapse of energy and food production systems. Watch live. Today's broadcast is absolutely essential. And everything we do is about giving you the power, empowering you, with reminding you that God is eternal and that these globalists are transitory and will pay for what they've done, and to remind you that you are part of a larger destiny, part of a wider, beautiful universe that God created, and that your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, your mind has not imagined what God has in store for all of us. And that we need to recognize the evil, but then transcend it and build a new, better future together. Now, I can hit these clips and I can go over the absurdity of it all, but suddenly on a dime, they go from a year ago saying there is no inflation to saying inflation is only brief and light to, okay, there's inflation, it's good for you, so you use less things. And now they say it's all the Russians' fault. And finally, when you're lying this much, occasionally it becomes partially true. Yeah, the Russians just announced massive sanctions on raw material that they are in the top two or three, in some cases number one, suppliers of on the planet. Fertilizer, potash, everything. And so that is going to do what? Kill competition, which the globalists want. That's why they're shutting down all the different pipelines. The Israeli pipeline, the Saudi Arabian pipeline, the U.S. pipeline, the Russian pipeline. Who's that hurt? And see, the Russians have gone into the trap. And I get it. If Putin doesn't do that, the hardliners will remove him. But if he doesn't sell fertilizer to the West, and that jacks up prices, and then it doesn't get shipped to the third world where they need it to produce food for us and for themselves, that's going to cause mass death. Well, what else can Russia do? Well, be more Christ-like and just keep selling the raw material. Because the Russians are willing to hurt themselves to stand up and fight back. But when you pull back and realize it's the globalists and it's Klaus Schwab and it's the big banks and corporations that are bragging and doing this, Russia responding like this, in my view, is not good. Because that's the Klaus Schwab plan, the angrier world. They've scripted all this out, that first they lock the world down, then they collapse the third world, then the UN organizes the refugee flow to be brought into the West, then big corporations are paid by governments to house the, quote, refugees. Airbnb just announced a huge plan. That's all paid for. The media spends it like, oh, aren't they sweet? No, it's an organized political takeover. So the first world, the third world, everything's under attack. The middle class is under attack. Poor people are under attack. It isn't the 2% or the 1%. We've done the math, and it varies on how you do the numbers. But if you count people that make $250,000 or above, it's the 1%. But it is not even one-tenth of 1% of that 1% that has 80% wealth. They only had 60% 2 years ago. They got 80% roughly now, and they're about to have it all, and then they believe they own it through fraud, and they don't want you on their property. They want you dead. So if you're going to let them depopulate you and slowly poison you with GMO and shots and, you know, just watch TV and Netflix while you live in a 200-square-foot apartment, if you're an adult and you're lazy and you're caught up in this and you think it's fun, then just do it. In fact, save us all time and energy. Just blow your brains out. Seriously. But do not do this to the children. Do not lead them into the darkness. Do not go along as parents with this and sign them onto this technocracy, or you will be destroyed spiritually. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this whole world is blown asunder, remember, someone really loves you. We're going to live forever. We're going to cross that river. We're going to reach tomorrow now. And I'm paraphrasing that song. You guys give me the lyrics to that Highway Moves song. Because that's really what this is all about. We're all about to get tested really bad. They're already killing 40 extra million people. The UN admits, and I believe the numbers, have starved to death from their lockdown. They never point out they did it. They go, give us money, give us money. We got to save these people. And of course, they give them nothing. I mean, the UN on record goes into Africa particularly and just lines up thousands of people on a routine basis that are on their tribal lands that they won't give up. And they just shoot men, women, and children, just blow their brains out. And the peacekeepers will rape the children, rape the babies, and then just blow their brains out. I mean, there's videos, photos, hours of it. I never even show you this stuff, folks. I never show you what the rest. I mean, you can go find it if you want to see this stuff. It's stuff so unspeakable. What, where they're roasting humans and eating them, the UN, and Al-Qaeda does it too, ISIS. And they've got these roasted people, and they're getting slices off of it like it's ham. And they're eating hearts. I mean, it's unbelievable, okay? And then they tell you America's bad. America's evil. Where we are the freest, fairest, most open country in the world with the left destroying it at every level. I'm just going to say this right now, and, you know, I almost came in here today and just talked about InfoWars, because if you can look through the prism of InfoWars, you can basically see everything else just on a larger scale. But what we experience, what we go through, what we have dealt with has given us a lot of frontline experience with the enemy and given us observations and life lessons that really not a lot of other people have had. And I can see God's, you know, put us through this training. And I'm actually very blessed for all of this persecution. I don't say that just to act like I'm blessed. I am extremely thankful for everything God's done to me. It's all been shaping me and preparing me like a sword in the forge. And or a club or a hammer. And when my usefulness is up, God will take me out of this realm. But I just want to tell you, we've done the numbers, we've looked at the actuaries, we know about inflation. We know that in sectors that are dealing with the elites, where they have already engaged in massive spending, that elite goods are doubling yearly their cost. And that means that inflation will soon be fully passed on. It just takes a year or two to meet up to where they're at. But inflation is at 100% right now. In all the different systems the globalists are involved in. So that's another really big serious note for everybody. So, I mean, they are assaulting every damn one of us viciously with hate to bankrupt us, to make us poor so they can control us and then kill us. They are coming to kill every one of us. And it's already begun. They've already lit the fuse. And only realizing it now and having a huge awakening can put the brakes on it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some live feeds of that for TV viewers. We'll also link up the live show feed of the broadcast today, a link to those folks and their site and what they're doing. Will they save the world by themselves? No. Could the enemy false flag them and somehow turn it against us? Yes, but inaction is death. Resistance is victory. And it's going to be through the process that we'll win some battles, we'll lose some battles, but in the end, by engaging and going out and facing down the system, we will become stronger, they will become weaker, we will win. It is in the catatonic state we've been in of sleep, of spiritual sleep, that we are being fed on by these vampires. All right, here's the deal. I've got so much really interesting, incredible news. And if we don't cover every facet of each piece, it really doesn't help people. It's not just good enough to report interesting news. People need to know the story behind the story. But from my perspective, here's the top of stuff in the stack today, okay? Russia to close the Northern Sea Route in the Arctic with electric dome weather control HAARP system. Now, that's mainstream news. And yes, the Russians have a weather weapon, just like we do. It's the same damn thing that can cause giant Arctic blizzards and that can send blizzards into as far south as Mexico if they wanted to. And see, that's my frustration. If somebody could just understand this, they'd understand everything. We are in the year 2022. All these major governments have incredibly powerful weather weapons. China has them. The European Union has them. The UK has them. The United States has them. Canada has them. And when we try to talk about this stuff, the media goes, oh, no, that doesn't exist. Kind of like, hey, the public school, elementary school girl summer camps have biological men in the rooms with the girls and showering with them. You didn't tell us that. It's the same thing. All this stuff's going on. I mean, they are injecting billions of people with a gene therapy that turns off your white blood cells and makes you more susceptible to COVID on record. I mean, I've got a stack of news on that that I should have made a bigger deal about. I was out with Joe Rogan again last night. He's really awakened on fire. And we hung out quite a bit. And he was just saying, hey, have you seen where the CDC says they're not going to release COVID data and hospital numbers anymore because it's being used for vaccine hesitancy and so is foreign governments? And I said, yeah, I should cover that more. I mean, we mentioned it the last few days, but that alone is such a massive, massive, massive thing because the numbers are real and it shows a 40%+ increase in death, 18 to 65 working age people. It's the biggest ever recorded. We didn't lose this many during the Spanish flu or World War I or World War II. Unbelievable. And then they spun it. Oh, we suppressed it because the numbers made it look like the booster shots or the shots didn't help you. No, that's not why they're suppressing it. It's because it shows massive death numbers. The spin by Brit Hume and Fox News is, oh, because it showed the vaccine didn't work. I mean, you think they just opened up on us with these deadly shots? And to confuse people, sent out batches to leftist areas that were barely contaminated and to right-wing areas completely. That's called war. You think they just launched that and they're going to stop now? No, they're jacking with the power supplies, turning development, extraction, delivery, and taxes on top of it is increasing. At every level of the energy chain, that's real currency, that's real money, that's power. Energy is the power we operate on, how we live. You double somebody's gas prices, you just took food off their table. You just took medicine they need. You just took things from them, vitamins, entertainment, life, whatever. And in the third world, you just killed a bunch of people. And we get lectured by these murderers when they know good and damn well what they're doing. And now they start blocking the export of almost everything out of Russia except fertilizer, but the globalists know that Russia will then, they've got all their systems surveilled, will then cut the fertilizer off, and that's exactly what Klaus Schwab wants. And then when hundreds of millions of people starve to death in the next few years, which is estimated, it's all Vladimir Putin's fault. Putin says he's a Christian now, and I think Putin should turn the other cheek. I think the Russians should. I think it's fine they took over those Russian-held areas that have always been part of Russia, because they were being attacked by the globalists. And I get Ukraine's a puppet state, and Putin says if they're going to take it, I'm going to take it. But, and Trump calls it brilliant, all the rest of this. Well, what would be brilliant, Putin, is not putting sanctions on the West. Because the West is not doing this. Our evil elites are. And our people are so brain damaged and so dumbed down on average, they're really going to believe the Russians did this to us. And I understand the Russians are the ones under sanctions for decades and attack and all the rest of it. And I really want Russia to succeed. I'm just saying I don't agree with them responding back with sanctions, because the globalists are going to make even more money now on the products they sell while starving and hurting us and killing people in the third world. So I tell Putin to do the right thing and be Christ-like and be a real hero and a real champion and maybe have a snap election vote, a referendum to the Russian people of what sanctions do you want, and let the Russian people decide if they want to cut the fertilizer off. Because listen, I'll be able to get enough food for my family. But a lot of people around the world are going to starve to death. And I understand Russia's like, okay, you're going to shut all our stuff off? We'll shut it off to you. This is, Christ was not the pacifist people say. Christ was teaching people lessons of when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, when to run. And the Pharisees were trying to trick him into a fight with them so they could kill him there. He hadn't finished his mission yet, so he turned the other cheek. Not because he was a wimp, because he was strong. You just slap me upside the head? Go ahead and slap the other side. You're the fool. You're the one that can't argue with me, that's punching me in the face. That's what Christ would do. Now, I get a military is attacking you. They're rolling in. They're killing people. You got to fight. That's biblical as well. I'm saying there's times when Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, think they're smarter than everybody to not play into what they're doing. And I get they push and push and push, and Putin cut his defense spending, and Putin, you know, did all that stuff, and he tried to not have this happen, and I get that, that NATO's taken over, so he's got to show he's not going to put up with it and begin to escalate. I mean, I think it's a very measured, reasonable thing that's been done. But the sanctions are going to hurt Russians, too, because they're not going to be able to sell these valuable commodities that everybody needs. So, just as I didn't want our Keystone pipeline shut down right when it was finished, that would lower energy prices as much as 30% for the average American, I do not want the Nord Stream 2 shut down that will help Europeans and Russians together. Commerce! I want beautiful hypersonic jets flying back and forth and beautiful cities and terraforming deserts and space colonies and all of this instead of globalists having us fight over resources by making the resources more scarce because they like to keep us down and control us. We have basically unlimited resources, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to break and come back with the next hour. We got a special guest in the studio and so much more. I really hope everybody will support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't do it without you. And tomorrow will be the last day where you can get X3, Deep Earth, Crystal, and the other two types of iodine for your immune system and body at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Winter Sun, vitamin D3, is 50% off as well. And back in stock, Rainforest Ultra, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.